Since the U.S.-led invasion began in 2003, at least 1,712 American military personnel have died in Iraq. Of those, the Pentagon says that 1,316 were killed in action. Another 12,900 soldiers, sailors, and Marines have been wounded in action in Iraq. Fighting in nearby Afghanistan has killed 80 American military personnel. Another 114 have died in non-hostile circumstances. More than 450 American military men and women have been wounded in Afghanistan. Earlier this month, the fighting in Afghanistan took the life of Specialist Michael Jason Kelly. He died in combat just 2 months into his second tour in Afghanistan. Specialist Kelly had a stateside assignment, but chose instead to go to Afghanistan to relieve his fellow guardsmen. From member station WBUR, Audie Cornish reports.
Michael Jason Kelly was 26 years old. He lived all his life with his family in Scituate, a coastal town 20 miles south of Boston. Sean Kelly laughs now when he looks out the window at the tall sandy marsh near his parents' home and thinks of how his brother didn't like to swim.
It's the funniest thing. He did not like the water. It's unbelievable. Like, I love the water. And Michael's total opposite. You couldn't get him to go.
His father, Joseph Kelly, pores over the dozens of photos covering their dining room table. Some images are framed, others are curved at the edges and dusty from their home in the attic. A glass vase of blue and purple hydrangeas stands vigil over them.
Just about every photograph, there was a big smile from the littlest. You know, you ask him to do something, he would do it without any, you know, gruff. It's just a great part of our family. And there's a huge, huge void there now.
Sean Kelly drove down from Vermont the night he heard the news. He spends much of his time in the dining room hovered over his laptop. He's rereading the last emails he sent his brother, double-checking to see if he remembered to say, I love you. And he's searching the internet for reports on his brother's death.
I just need to know more information. I need to know details, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if that's human nature or something. Some people might think it's morbid, but I need to know. Why did my brother die? How did he die? And could there have been something done differently at the time?
National Guard officials say Specialist Kelly was part of a mobile radar unit charged with scanning the skies for incoming fire along Afghanistan's border with Pakistan. But at the moment of his death on June 8th, Michael Kelly wasn't scanning the skies. He was unloading a Chinook helicopter when rocket fire struck the Special Forces base where he was stationed. His father, Joseph, says he's stunned at how just a few days before he and his son were chatting on the phone.
I love all my children. But to lose a son that way, in a foreign land, fighting for freedom, it's tough to take.
Joseph Kelly says he's proud of his son for making the decision to join the war. But on the refrigerator in the Kelly kitchen is a small banner that reads, Freedom Isn't Free. And today, Kelly says he truly understands what that means. For NPR News, I'm Audie Cornish in Boston.
It's 18 minutes past the hour.